the KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, I hope you miss me. I'm back. I was out of town last week at the National Religious Broadcasters in Dallas, and it was a blessing. It's like drinking water out of a fire hose, but connected with a lot of other people in the industry. Actually bumped into Joel Rosenberg and looking forward to seeing him sometime soon. But the Joshua Fund and the work he's doing to reach out to people in the Middle East. Heard from Pastor Jack Hibbs. Actually had a short conversation with him as well. Of course, you can hear him on KLYT a couple of times daily. And he actually opened up the convention with a message for the broadcasters, but I mean it's radio, TV, authors, ministries, and just a lot going on at the Gaylord Grapevine Resort, the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine, Texas. Last week. So glad to be home, though. You know, I get about 2 or 3 days into either vacation or conventions, and I'm ready to be home. And I love New Mexico. It's a beautiful place. You know, who else has sustained 40-mile-an-hour winds? I mean, no, but for those who've been suffering, we got a little respite from the wind here in the last hour or so, but I think there's more on the way. So, you know, put on the goggles and the mask and get outside and do that work if you've got to do it outside. Or I said earlier this morning, if there's a kite you don't like, today's a good day. So enjoy your day getting out there. Hey, before we jump into it with our guest today, which, by the way, later in the hour, we'll catch up with Ethel Maharg from Love Life. And Sheology's got a brand new study getting underway we'll let you know about. And Pastor Jeremy Bannister's here from Heights Christian to let the ladies know about a great event they've got coming up. I do want to let you know about Noche de Alabanza. It's at Calvary Church West Side in Albuquerque, Coors de Montaño, this Friday night at 6:30, an evening for the Spanish-speaking community and others. Everyone's welcome, it's going to be in Spanish. But come on out, worship together, and to hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Noche de Alabanza is this Friday night, 6:30, Calvary West Side, Coors and Montaño. Details at calvarynm.church. And actually, I should let you know about this because it's happening this Thursday. I just found out about it today. Shepherd Lutheran School at Wyoming, just south of Montgomery, they're having an open house this Saturday afternoon, evening. Starts at 4 o'clock, goes to 7 o'clock. You know, go on out. Find out if enrolling your child there is a good fit for your family at Shepherd Lutheran School. Their website is school.shepherdlutheran.org. And with that said, we'll officially welcome Pastor Jeremy Bannister back into studio. You're getting to be old hat at this, Pastor.
Well, thank you for having me back, and we're blessed to be here. So
we're delighted to have you. I was telling them before we came on the air, this is exactly what we're looking for, connecting with the other local churches that have great events going on. And listen, if your church has an event where you're trying to reach out to, you know, the community in general. You know, so often we do events that are more, you know, inward focused to the people who regularly attend. But if you're having an event where you're trying to draw the community to an event, we would love to be a megaphone for what you're doing in this community. And Pastor Jeremy, you guys have been busy.
We're trying to be.
I think the first time you came in here, we talked about a conference that you had.
Yeah.
Seems like you're in here another time.
We came in here. We've talked about two conferences, yep. And we did the diaper drive with Kenneth this
right.
last time,
which was I hear a great success.
Oh, it was fantastic. We were able to raise over 2,000 packages of diapers for families for the month of January. So we were very blessed with that opportunity.
Yeah, and so. Carenet's gearing up for their annual banquet. So as that draws near, we'll let you know more about that. But let's talk about Live a Better Story. You guys have another big event coming to Heights Christian Church. And that's happening, that's this weekend.
Yeah, that's this Saturday. This Saturday, the doors are open at 5 o'clock, but we have a three-hour event that we would love to just invite the women of the community to come and be a part of. It's just for women. Guys, you're out. But we want to encourage women. We want to encourage women in their walk with Jesus. We want to give them a night of great teaching, of just a downtime of laughter and enjoyability, a time of worship together in community. And so if you are interested, if you are women like that, just sounds like I would love to be a part of that. We'd love for you to come in to our church on Saturday, March 8th, and be a part of this. We'll be selling tickets at the door, but you can get your tickets online. You can go to heightschristian.org, and we've got a little picture of the banner there. You can
click, you got to scroll down a little bit.
You scroll down on the homepage and click on that Live a Better Story 2005, and it'll take you to the place where you can get your tickets.
You know, we're going to talk specifically about, you know, what the ladies can expect, because it's really a full, you know, we were talking off the air, you know, it's a 3-hour event. It's, listen, ladies, don't, you know, you're going to turn around and it's like, it's kind of like this show, actually, where an hour's gone already. The evening's going to be packed full of things that'll keep your attention. And before you know it, you're going to be through the event and wondering when the next one's going to happen. Let me say this. One of the thoughts I had, because you mentioned the doors open at 5 o'clock, and there's going to be a panel time starting at 5:30. Now, I don't know, you know, I don't know how it is at Heights Christian. You know, I'm a Calvary attendee. And sometimes we operate on Calvary time. I'm sure they're going to do their best to start at 5:30. But you know what? You mentioned the doors opening at 5 o'clock. That time between 5 and 5:30, I don't want to skip over that, because that's going to be, I'm going to guess, a sweet time of fellowship as the ladies start to arrive. Listen, if you're not a regular attendee, we encourage you to go, because it's not just going to be ladies from Heights Christian. It's going to be ladies from all over the community coming out to really soak in what's going to be happening. Now, we mentioned, though, there'll be the panel time from, 5:30 to 6? 5:30 to 5:45?
5:30 to 5:45, okay. Yeah. Just a 15-minute time period where they get a chance to meet with the ladies who will be presenting that evening, both worship, comedy, as well as the Bible teaching that you guys will be getting. And what a great time to really connect with the ladies who are going to be there. So if you can show up early, that would be a really precious time for everybody to be a part of that.
So, ladies, the speaker that's going to be there, Debbie Alsdorf, she has a devotional that's available, 10 Minutes with God for Women. It's going to be available actually soon online. Pastor Jeremy, what can you tell us about the featured speaker, author and Bible teacher, Debbie Alsdorf?
Incredibly solid, really, really loves the Word of God and wants to encourage women. That's one of the things that I've looked at as we consider people coming into our congregations.
Yeah.
Who are they going to be? What type of people are they? And she's very solid biblically, which for us as our church is number one priority.
Yeah, right.
And then on top of that, just has a heart for wanting to see women built up. And let me tell you something. I will say that, you know, I'm not a woman. Being a woman is a blessing, and it is a unique position. And I know that as guys, myself, husbands, we want ways of encouraging our wives and being able to build them up.
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage husbands that if you guys are listening right now, this is a great event to build your wife up in Christ. This is a great opportunity for you to consider having your wife take a night out, take care of the kids yourself if you have kids at home, or if you know you've got a daughter who may be a grown daughter, encourage your daughter to come to something like that and be encouraged, because I think so many times women are not encouraged in our society today.
Well, and guys, if you are listening, she may not be aware of this at all, And if you go to the website at heightschristian.org, that's heightschristian.org. By the way, they're on Louisiana at Comanche on the northwest corner. They're in the Heights, heightschristian.org. Scroll down about halfway down the, maybe closer to the bottom of the homepage, but big banner there, Live a Better Story 2025. And get the details. Make sure your wife knows about it, and make sure that she knows it's an option if she'd like to attend. But you got to get on and register for the event by clicking on that banner at heightschristian.org. And in addition to taking notes during the time the ladies hear from from Debbie Alsdorf, they'll be able to. Take time. They put the pens and pads and tablets and everything away and just laugh a little bit as Amberly Niece takes the stage. Over the years, I think of Chanda Pierce and some of the other Christian comedians that have come our way, and it can just be a fun time of just kind of laughing at ourselves a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think comedy is so important for Christians. We need to be joyful people. And so we want to bring that joy for women who are sometimes in tough places, that they can come in and like you said, let their hair down a little bit, laugh a little bit, have a great time before the Lord in laughter and in teaching and in worship.
Yeah. So. And laughing is a good therapy, right? And should be a fun time. I'm looking forward to hearing back how the event went. And a couple of musicians taking the stage. Now, I know it's a women's event, but there will be a couple of different musicians performing that evening. One of which, now, I don't know, is Johnny Diaz going to be at your event, or is it exclusively Laura Williams that's performing?
I believe it's just Laura Williams
okay.
at our event.
Okay, because this event actually is happening, one in California and one here in New Mexico. So, yeah, I think the one in New Mexico is just Laura Williams. Have you heard Laura's music?
I have not, and I'm really looking forward to hearing about that from my wife. So my wife's going to be emceeing it, so...
All right, and by the way, I was just looking on the flyer the time spent together early on from 5:30 to 5:45 in that panel discussion, the three ladies will be covering Colossians chapter 2 verses 6 and 7 called Deeply Rooted. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a thing as well. So one night, 3 hours, just for women, an evening full of laughter, learning stories. And more, that sweet fellowship that's going to happen, at the beginning when the doors open at 5 o'clock. I'm looking out our window, actually, right now, and here comes the wind again. So if you missed it there when we had a respite, it's back. You can run outside and take deep breaths if that's your thing. But no, actually, in all seriousness, with the dust going around and what have you, would not surprise me if there's an alert as far as the air quality. So do be careful as you're out. I was talking to Pastor Jeremy. I was driving around yesterday, and it's San Pedro and San Antonio. The gas station there, the canopy had half fallen down from the wind. Those things are just sails, and I know those gusts were in the 40s, so really some potentially serious weather. Do be careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Pastor Jeremy, we've talked about the past conferences, the diaper drive that Heights Christian. You guys are busy in the community. And now with this event, Live a Better Story, coming up this Saturday night at Heights Christian Church, Louisiana, at Comanche. Remember to go to the website, and you can register for that at heightschristian.org. Anything else on the horizon that we can tease and get you back in here to talk about when it draws closer?
We are doing a Seder supper at the beginning of April. So beginning of April, Friday night, April the 4th, I believe it is. And so we're going to have people from Jews for Jesus coming and doing a Seder supper, showing Christ in the Passover. And it's been a long time since we've done that as a church, and we're looking forward to doing that again.
Well, and that's not far off, so God willing, we get you back in to talk about it.
Absolutely.
But let's take a minute to talk about it. I've been to one like that one where, you know, someone was hired who could well go through it. And then we got the, what's the little book called that you, you follow as you go through the Seder?
I wish I knew. Okay, it's been 10 years since I've done it. So that's but, part of the reason we're looking forward to it, too.
Well, I just remember the first, listen, Christian, if you've never been to a Seder, you will come away and, I mean, your jaw drop to see Jesus in the Passover.
Absolutely.
It's just... and, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest. One of the first things I thought when I finished the first Seder that I went to was, how did anyone who celebrates Passover miss the Messiah? And here, you know, and here's what you and I know, though. It's the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. And there's a veil there.
Absolutely.
And if that veil's not removed, you know, people are going to miss it. But wow, what a great opportunity. Christians and non-Christians alike, I would encourage to be a part of this if you've never been to one. But especially if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you've never been to a Seder, whether it's this one or another one this season. Pastor Jeremy?
It's an amazing thing. Like I said, it's been 10 years since we've done it at our congregation, and have that opportunity once again to do that. And like yourself, walking through it the first time, it really opens your eyes to just how Jesus is seen so clearly in the Passover meal. But walking through it with those whose, you know, that Jewish tradition, it's just amazing to see it through those eyes.
Yeah, and I will tell you that whether it's at my home with my family, my daughter specifically has been probably more faithful to do that and hosted it at her home on a pretty regular basis. And what a great time for family to get together as so many come together at Passover, but to you know, have that Seder dinner together, pretty cool. I was excited when you said that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm going to get the details. No promises. But I'm like, man, you know, if my daughter's not doing it, maybe we're there.
Come on, you're more than welcome.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. And actually, get that information from you. We'll be announcing it for the listeners if you'd like.
Sounds great.
And a reminder, if you're listening, it's like, okay, well, how do I get announcements about my organization, my church, and what we're doing? Well, it's real easy. Send us the where, the when, the what. It really helps. It's not absolutely necessary, but really helps if it's easily accessible on a website. Send us the web address for where people can get information about it, and send all that content to studio@klyt.fm. We would be honored. It's a privilege to us for us to be able to announce your events and come alongside you with the efforts you're making to reach the community for Jesus. Pastor Jeremy, thanks again. And I'm sure I'm going to see you soon.
I'm pretty sure you will.
All right. Hey, don't go far. Later in the hour, we're going to catch up with the ladies at Sheology. Lenya Heitzig's got a brand new study getting underway. And all you ladies that are planning on attending the event this Saturday at Heights Christian, you're also invited to be a part of the weekly study that's really a citywide. There's a lot of ladies that attend it. We'll get into those details later, but that attend this that actually go to other churches. They come out for this study on Tuesday nights. We'll let you know more later in the hour. And coming up next, we're going to catch up with Ethel Maharg from Love Life. She's got an event coming up and another actually, Pastor Jeremy, don't go away. We're going to have you stick around because you're one of the pastors that are connecting with Love Life. We'll let you speak to from a pastor's heart of why you're involved with Love Life. We're going to do that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.